Welcome to the Meet Our Museum podcast, brought to you from the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. In today's episode, we begin with one of the stranger objects in the museum's collection, a 5-foot-tall figure of a man with a fish on his back. What's that? You've never heard of the man with the fish on his back? Well, if you had grown up 100 or even 50 years ago, you would have been able to recognize the image of a man carrying a giant cod on his back in any drugstore. See, the man with the fish on his back is an example of an early brand trademark. Whenever you see a commercial on TV or walk through the mall, you see countless examples of corporate branding. Think about it. The Nike swoosh, the brand with three stripes, Tony the Tiger, Apple's Apple. All are examples of branding, and the man with the fish on his back was the trademark for Scott's Emulsion, a cod liver oil product used to promote good health. Okay, now cod liver oil might sound a little bit gross, but curator Diane Wendt is here to tell us how it and Scott's Emulsion fit into the history of commercial products and modern medicine. Besides this, we see how an object, such as a 5-foot statue of a guy carrying a fish, can be studied, raise questions, and offer an understanding into American history.
Hello, my name is Diane Wendt. I'm a curator at the National Museum of American History. I'm a curator of a collection of science and medicine, the history of science and medicine. And I got an interest in history because of art history, because I like looking at things and looking at history from that perspective of objects. And so today I work in the medicine collections. And today I'm here to talk about one product. It's cod liver oil. And often when I say cod liver oil, I get an expression of disgust from people if they know anything about it or they think it just sounds really yucky. And that's definitely part of the history of cod liver oil and part of the reason why I got interested in the history of it. One of the things about these old medicines, particularly what we call the old patent medicines, which were really around in the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, was that they heavily relied on marketing and advertising to promote them and to make them successful. And I think the ties between advertising and medicine are very relevant today as we watch the kinds of ads we are subjected to on television and other media that are promoting all sorts of products made that are designed to make us feel better. So I think there is lots of ties to these old medicines. The people who made these old patent medicines, they really pioneered many advertising techniques. And if you study the history of advertising, you will also study the history of these people who promoted these old advertisements. So back to cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is a very old product. It started out as an old folk medicine. And it is literally what it says. It's the oil that comes from the liver of the codfish. So it's probably reasonable to think that people in the fishing communities where they fished for cod were the first ones to use this material as a medicine. And basically, the way cod liver oil was manufactured is that when you caught the fish, and of course you take out all the guts and things, and the livers were thrown into a big barrel. And together they would sort of rot, basically rot. And as they rot, the cells burst open and release all this oil into the barrel, and it could be skimmed off. And people took this. It was very nasty. It had a reputation as being vile and nauseous and smelly. And people still took it because they felt that it made them feel better. It strengthened them. It was good for old aches and pains and all sorts of things. And one of the things that I like to show is this is a very disgusting bottle that actually has a cod liver in it.
Looking at this jar, I'm wondering why anyone would ever think to use a fish liver to make a medicine.
Well, that's a good question. And people have asked that, why this is nasty. It tasted bad. It smelled bad. Why would you use it? Well, I think we can never probably know all the reasons, but one thing to think about is that in the fishing communities, and these would have been in Northern Europe, off the coast of Norway, that they used every part of the fish. And I think we hear about this in other, when we talk about other old communities and societies, that nothing went to waste. So every part of the fish was used, whether it was the flesh or the bones or the skin, and the oil was one part of that. And it was used medicinally. People did take it, but it was also used for other things that people would use oil for. So you might use it in manufacture, or I think they used it in maybe tannery, but it had many different uses. Now, I can't really say why someone decided to actually drink the stuff, but it did develop that reputation as being something that kept these people strong. And it was a matter of ill health, it strengthened them, but it protected them, and it was also especially good for aches and pains. The one product I really want to look at today is called Scott's Emulsion. It's an emulsion of cod liver oil, so it's mixed with a few other things. And one of the reasons I got interested in it was because of one particular object that's in our collections. And in fact, I can't think that I would ever have gotten interested in looking into the history of cod liver oil if it weren't for this object. This object stands about 5 feet tall. It's kind of a statue, a figure of a man who has a giant fish on his back. And the fish is really basically as tall as he is, and he's kind of stooped over, and he's got ropes wrapped around him, and he's carrying this fish. And he stood in an old drugstore exhibit that we had here at the Smithsonian many years ago. And I was just kind of always intrigued with him, and I thought, well, there's something to find out a little bit more about this figure. And it was that drew me into the whole story of cod liver oil. Well, if you look at the man, he's fairly realistically modeled. And the one thing you may notice is that along the hem of his jacket, it says Scott's Emulsion. So that was my first clue. I had kind of heard of Scott's Emulsion as one of these old patent medicines that I spoke of. And in fact, we had some in the collection. Well, it turns out this man with this fish, this image, is a very, very old trademark that was started in the 1880s. It was actually trademarked and registered, the man with a fish on his back, as I'll refer to him, in 1890. By a company called Scott & Bown. They were based in New York City, and they produced a cod liver oil emulsion, a cod liver oil product. And the funny thing is that they are still around today. The product is still around today. And this represents a brand that has lasted for over 130 years. And one of the things that I think ties in very well to medicines and selling and marketing today is that whole idea of creating a brand and creating brand recognition. And this is exactly what Scott & Bown did with their cod liver oil product and this man with a fish on their back, which appears on every bottle and box. And it appeared in print advertising. It appeared on little colorful trade cards and in many different forms on booklets and things like that. One of the things I have in front of me here is a very old bottle of Scott's Emulsion, the emulsion of cod liver oil, and it's actually embossed with the man with the fish on his back. This probably dates to about the 1880s. And I also have a picture of a trade card, which would have been like a little giveaway, a little colorful printed card that people could take home and keep. People pasted them into scrapbooks because it was a pretty little picture. And it also shows the man with a fish on his back with an advertisement for Scott's Emulsion.
So if someone's mother had gone into a drugstore and saw a man with a fish on his back, she would know right away that Scott's.
That's Scott's, the man with the fish on his back. She would know it was Scott's. And the other important thing to remember, especially about medicine 100 years ago, is really wasn't very well regulated. There were a lot of adulterated products out in the market. And it's not that this isn't true today, too. Brand recognition is also, you have brand loyalty because often you think that product is better, or you're assured that you have a reassurance of the quality of the product. It goes hand in hand. You can't really get away with that. And certainly Scott's, that's what Scott's also built over the years. And getting back to the large man with the fish on his back who stands today in our exhibit, and my original interest in cod liver oil, this figure would have most likely stood in a drugstore window. So again, you know, people would recognize that the man with the fish on his back meant Scott's emulsion of cod liver oil meant a, you know, kind of a quality product, or a product I know that, you know, I would choose to use.
You mentioned that your interest in this topic began with seeing the man with the fish within another exhibit. That kind of sounds like the beginning of any historical process. Someone reads about something, and that raises questions, and then the research begins. What's it like to begin this whole process using an object?
I will say something about that, because I think that's really one of the reasons why I came to enjoy history, and maybe why I never really made those connections when I was younger. Because there's something about starting with an object or something small and really looking at it and thinking, okay, here's this object. How was it made? Why was it made? Who used it? And in a museum, you really have an opportunity of starting from that small, and then kind of the big picture sort of comes together around it. And I think my experience with history when I was younger was often that I kind of had to know all that big picture at once, you know, and it came across very dry and sort of overwhelming. But the story of the specific, you know, that object within it really was, for me, a fascinating way to kind of get at all these other stories. So the man with the fish on his back, when I saw this big figure and I said, well, what is that? Why does he exist? You know, all of a sudden I started making all these connections to this other things we had in the collection and other little bits of history which I had kind of heard but hadn't really come together. Like especially all these bottles of cod liver oil. I mean, I would think, like if you told me that we had a collection of cod liver oil at the Smithsonian, I don't know that I would know what to think about that. I'd just think, ah, you know. It's really, they're not obvious things there to collect or to look at. But they do have interesting stories, and there are really interesting ways to tie it in. And I think that's part of the challenge to me is, you know, maybe not having like an obviously, like if I had Abraham Lincoln's hat, I don't think I'd worry so much about, you know, people automatically make that connection. Oh, that's important. Right. He's important. But here you have to dig more and you have to find these stories. But the more I look at it, the more I see how these things, all these issues around medicine and drugs are still with us today, very much with us today, maybe even more so in some ways. And you get an interesting perspective on today's situation by looking at that.
Well, who would have thought that cod liver oil and a man carrying a giant fish could be so historical? Special thanks to Diane Wendt for taking the time to discuss this topic with us. For the Meet Our Museum podcast, I'm Matt Ringelstetter. Join us again next time as we take another look into the interesting, fun, and unique things that go on here at the National Museum of American History. This podcast has been made possible by a generous grant from the Verizon Thinkfinity Foundation. Creative Commons music provided by the _ Orchestra. To hear more of them, check out freemusicarchive.org.